WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Colorado man says he killed his wife because she killed their kids. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Chris Watts is accused of all three murders. The story now from Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Watts is due in court today. He admits to killing his wife, Shannon, but he says he is not responsible for the deaths of their two girls. He says his wife killed them after learning that he wanted a separation. Frank Ruchek is Shannon's father, who's thanked friends and neighbors for organizing a candlelight vigil for her.
And keep the prayers coming for our family. Thank you very much.
Watts is facing three first-degree murder charges. He's being held without bail, Chris.
Tanya, Microsoft says a hacking group linked to the Russian government made websites to look like they belong to two conservative think tanks that promote democracy. The company says there's no evidence anybody actually clicked on the fake links. The Trump administration has a plan to weaken more federal environmental rules.
The acting administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, Andrew Wheeler, has signed a plan to weaken regulation of coal-fired power plants. The move comes just before President Trump heads to Charleston in the coal-producing state of West Virginia. The New York Times reports that at a rally, the president's expected to propose new rules that would let states decide whether or not they want to curb emissions from coal plants. Meanwhile, environmental groups like the Sierra Club call coal deadly and outdated. The Union for Concerned Scientists says when coal is burned, it releases airborne health hazards like lead and mercury. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Some prison inmates across the country are going on a two-week strike starting today to protest what organizers call modern-day slavery, working for pennies per hour. Strikes called for by an advocacy group called Jailhouse Lawyers Speak. Participating inmates plan to not eat, skip work assignments, and hold peaceful sit-ins. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures are up 57 points. Fox News, fair and balanced.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com. Because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
President Trump on Twitter denies a report he was thinking about denying intelligence briefings for former President Obama. The president is still feuding with a former intelligence official who's had his security clearance taken away.
President Trump and his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, are both daring CIA Director John Brennan to follow through on his threats to sue the administration after the president pulled Brennan's security clearance last week. Brennan telling NBC's Meet the Press he's willing to do whatever he can, including taking legal action against the president to prevent what he considers to be abuses of power in the future. But Giuliani tells Fox's Martha McCallum,
he's not going to bring that lawsuit. And he's not going to bring it, first of all, because no reputable lawyer will bring it. There's nothing to sue over.
The president again signaling on Twitter late Monday night that he is considering revoking even more security clearances. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
Camila Cabello wins Artist and Video of the Year at MTV's annual awards show. It wasn't all about the music.
New York's Radio City Music Hall played host to the 2018 MTV VMAs, and many of the artists and presenters took the opportunity to voice their opinions about various political subjects, including actor Kevin Hart.
I'm looking at this like it's game day, people. But do not worry, because at this game, you guys are allowed to kneel.
Sound courtesy of MTV, he followed that up with a crack at the Trump administration.
You never know what's going to happen at the VMAs. I mean, beefs pop off, bad language, people run to the bathroom and send out crazy tweets. It's basically like your typical day at the White House. In your face, Trump!
And the performances also had political message, with rapper Logic and Ryan Tedder being joined on stage by dozens of immigrant children and their parents in a move criticizing the recent family separations at our southern border. Anna Eliopoulos,
Fox News.
Supporters of legalizing recreational marijuana in Oklahoma fall 20,000 signatures short of getting it on the general election ballot in November. They needed 123,000 signatures. It was announced last week. A question to legalize medical marijuana also fell short there. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Hey, good Tuesday morning. ESPN 93.5 local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal, in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign City Council today votes on expanding diversity incentive payments for city projects. If the council approves the expansion, incentives would apply to female and minority-owned businesses and others contracted by the city, according to WCIA. Right now, in the Public Works Department, a business qualifies for the payments if their workforce tops 15%. Urbana is looking for public opinion about how the public feels about police and neighborhood safety. The News Gazette says the Urbana Police Department has sent out 1,500 letters to people to take a survey. We heard yesterday that the federal judge and former Congressman Aaron Schock's public corruption case has been removed. Now Schock is trying again to move the case out of Urbana and over to Peoria. The Journal Star says Schock's attorney argued that to the extent that the events alleged in the indictment took place in Illinois, they occurred overwhelmingly in Peoria. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Justin Gensler, Vice President with Illinois National Bank. Few people can say banking is their passion, but I can. I've been in the banking business since I was just 15 years old. I'm just as passionate about my community, helping you achieve the American dream, and giving back to local groups and charities. Come see me at Illinois National Bank's new location on Neal Street in downtown Champaign, and let's talk about this community we all love.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They turn your feelings into flowers. Two locations on Cunningham at Kerr and Urbana. Also, Village at the Crossing in Champaign. That's Windsor and Duncan. Go online, easy access, blossombasket.com or 367 Rose if you want to call them. Diane Ducey, good morning.
Good morning. There's a little bit of fog out there and a chance for showers at 40%. Today's high 77, 62 our low tonight. Up to 77 again tomorrow, down to 55 with partly cloudy conditions. On Thursday, we'll see the sun. High near 80, down to around 60 at night. Morning showers could come our way Friday with a high 73. Wow.
Yeah.
Are we in August?
Yeah.
Temperatures at 69 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, it is a little bit chilly by the weekend. 50s is what we're going to... What's
know.
That? Do I have a jacket? Where's my jacket?
Right.
Anyway, good morning. Good to have you. I'm Stevie J. The Cardinals' longest nine-inning game in 18 years was this morning.
I see.
Yeah.
5-3, at least they were on top over the L.A. Dodgers.
Well, the only thing worse than playing a 4-hour and 12-minute nine-inning game is to lose a 4-hour and 12-minute nine-inning game.
And to do that on the West Coast, where they started at 9:15.
Yeah. A late one, Cardinals win. I got highlights that you missed and fell asleep. I will play those for you because there were some highlights. And it was a really good Cardinal win because the Dodgers were just a game behind the Cardinals in the wild card. And here come the Cardinals, best record in baseball.
Okay.
Since Mike Schultz took over.
I see.
Amazing what a culture change can do to a business, to a baseball team. And he's doing things differently, but the team has reacted. And I think a lot of what Mike Matheny did was if you didn't play very well that day, you were out of the game the next day.
Uh-huh.
And Colton Wong has security, and he feels it, and he's playing every day.
Okay.
And if he's not the best defensive second baseman in baseball, I want to see who is. He's remarkable. And he's hitting. He hit 180, and now he's at 240. So I think that means a lot when players don't have to continually look at the lineup every day. Because they know they're going to be in there. Anyway, big, big home runs from Jed Jerko and Matt Carpenter in the ninth against their closer who had just come off the disabled list. So anyway, we'll get to all that as here we go this morning. It's ESPN 93.5. The Video Music Awards at Radio City Music Hall last night.
You never know what's going to happen at the VMAs. I mean, beefs pop off, bad language, people run to the bathroom and send out crazy tweets. It's basically like your typical day at the White House. And you face Trump.
Yeah, so, oh, shock.
Whatever.
Not political. Tanya J. Powers, I believe, weren't you in attendance?
I was actually outside Radio City talking to the crowds. And let me tell you, the people watching was just something else. Even about 4 or 5 hours before the show, people started gathering around Radio City just to kind of get a glimpse of all the stuff that was going on. If you saw the show, you did see that political moment that you just played there from Kevin Hart. That was not the only one. That was like maybe a small one compared to the ones that were later on. The song by Logic, he did one day. And the way that this song started, they came through. You saw the shots out. There were these immigrant children, more than 24 of them, and their parents, and they joined Logic and Ryan Tedder on stage during that song. And they had T-shirts, white T-shirts, excuse me, with We Are All Human Beings written on it. And when you see the beginning of that song, they're all kind of streaming in from the back of the auditorium there at Radio City, and they're the first shot shows them kind of coming through the iconic lobby. If you've ever been in Radio City Music Hall, you walk in and you just kind of go, wow, because the lobby is beautiful on its own, and then you get into the actual room, and it's just, you know, amazing. But they went up on stage and sang with him, and of course that was to protest the separation and detention policy of the president. It was pretty obvious as to what they were doing.
No shock. I think the audience is shrinking. I think it's down 50% in the last 3 years, if I'm understanding the numbers correctly, for the VMA. And I don't understand, you know, I guess at some point Kevin Hart has, you know, $100 million, whatever he has, doesn't care. But you alienate when you go political. Tom Hanks is a good example. He's a pretty liberal guy, I think, but he doesn't do that. He doesn't alienate people that like watching him that happen to be Republican or conservative. I don't know why an entertainer would do such a thing when it's going to alienate about half.
I don't know. That's a good question. I've never gotten a chance to ask and find out, honestly. And that would be a question I would ask.
Yeah. I think you get in a room with like-minded people and you get pretty fired up and they're going to scream and cheer for you no matter what, particularly if you go political. But I don't know. They're losing audience. And same kind of thing with the NFL. They get political during the national anthem. We're going to lose audience, and that means money. And I guess the guys are making plenty, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have actually, you know, talked to musicians before who, when I've interviewed them, have, you know, flat out either said they aren't going to talk about politics even if I ask them, or, you know, ask if we, you know, could steer away from a subject. I don't normally, you know, let anyone dictate the the interview to me.
Yeah.
But I have had some of them ask before. That's actually happened.
Now, Tanya J, it was last night the night to leave the Fox flag off of the microphone for you as a worker?
I didn't.
Good for you. Way to stand up for your employer. Yeah, that's right. Any cat calls for being the uber right Fox News? Any cat calls from you for you?
Well, I'm in New York, and any time that I go out with that with that on there, there's definitely going to be some. So it's one of those things where you learn to just live with it, and it's one of those things that's just going to happen. But you know what? Even in 2016, when I was covering the elections and the campaigns and stuff, it didn't matter where I was, I would hear that.
Oh, yeah.
So even in so-called, you know, friendly audiences that you would think, same thing. So, yeah. You know, it's one of those, this is not a job for the faint of heart.
I don't think the CNN people enjoy their flag at the Republican convention either.
True.
So
I actually have a friend who works for CNN, and we've discussed this, and she said, yeah, I get the same thing on the other side. So, and you know, she's a journalist who is extremely good at her job, and she's very fair and very, you know, professional.
Yep.
And she's, you know, like me, she's just out there trying to do her job.
And really, inside the last 6 years or so, has that happened? It didn't happen before in your career, did it?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, you guys on the front line, you do a really good job. I bait you all the time. You never take it. You're really good journalists. it's the who, what, where, why, and when. That's all I really want to know. And you guys are doing it. A lot of the white-collared guys and women, men and women in the uppers are making a lot of the decisions on editorial stuff. Anyway, you guys do a great job. Always love talking to you, Tanya J. Keep up your fine work.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's good to be on with you.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio, New York.
All righty.
Oh, there you go. Kevin Hart went political.
I did watch a little bit of the VMA.
I don't even know what channel.
Okay. Well, for me in Tolono, I'm MediaCom, though.
What is it?
63. MTV.
Oh, I don't even know where that is.
Okay.
I'm 900 years old. How would I know where MTV is?
Well, and when Mike passed by the TV and saw some of this madness, he was like, why are we watching?
Exactly. Well done, Mike.
So, yeah. But they had the outrageous outfits and performances and things like that. Just, good to see Jennifer Lopez. She did a great performance.
Good for them. I'm just not... Particularly when they make it political, I'm not interested at all.
Well, and it could have been you were watching this late night game with the St. Louis Cardinals.
I tried to go to bed. I tried. It was too darn good. Here we go.
Cardinals on top 5-3, so they're 3.5 games out, right?
3.5 games out, and I think they're 5 teams within a half game of that wild card.
I mean, this could happen.
It's very, very possible the way the Cardinals are playing that they can make a wild card.
I still don't think
anybody will catch the Cubs.
Okay. Well, in any case, we've got your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And last night at Dodger Stadium, it was a long day's journey into night and then the early morning hours back in the Midwest as the Cardinals were able to get 2 home runs back-to-back, Jed Jerko and Matt Carpenter, and beat the Dodgers 5-3. Kemp plays deep off the line in left field. In a few steps in right field and off the line, Puig, the pitch. Jerko hits it high. He hits it deep. Left center field, back to the wall. It's a goner! A goner for Jerko! And a 4-3 lead for the Cardinals. The shift is on for Carpenter, the pitch. Matt swings and he hits it high. Left center field, to the track, to the wall. It's a goner! Back to back for Jerko and Carpenter. Home run number 34 for Matt. And the Cardinals lead 5-3 in Los Angeles.
But the game lasted 4 hours and 10 minutes.
The longest Cardinal game of 2018 so far, but it was worth the wait. Cardinals had a hard time throwing strikes. They walked 10 Dodger batters in the game, but somehow prevailed a 5-3 victory. Bud Norris picked up the save, his 25th. Brett Cecil the win.
Tonight, the Cardinals have Daniel Ponce de Leon going up against Hyunjin Ryu. Ryu is 3-0, and another young pitcher will be tested at Dodger Stadium.
3 rookies in this series getting a lot of very good experience. John.
And we're on the air tonight from Dodger Stadium at 8:15.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and I was just wondering, have you ever had the feeling that you're right at home, even when you're miles and miles away? Well, that feeling has a name, Gemütlichkeit, and you'll find it when you visit Wisconsin. From the minute you arrive, it's all about friendship, warmth, and good cheer. That's Gemütlichkeit, and that's Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the Gemütlichkeit begin.
Yesterday, we'll be at Detroit, 6:10 start on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over Minnesota. That final was 8-5. Baltimore over the Colts, 20-19 in NFL pregame action or preseason action. In a poll recently, AP with college football teams, Alabama on top in Clemson, Georgia, Wisconsin over Ohio State as number 4 and number 5. Speaking of that, the results of the 2-week investigation and how Ohio State's football coach Urban Meyer handled domestic violence allegations against his longtime assistant coach will be presented to the University Board of Trustees tomorrow. Uh-huh. He's 54, one of the most accomplished and best paid college football coaches in the country.
Nothing.
Paid administrative
will
leave.
Happen to him. He might
since
be.
August 1st.
He might be window dressing.
Mm-hmm.
He might be suspended for a few games.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. When you're 73 wins and 8 losses, there's a way. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, National Weather Service.
All righty. Looking like clouds this morning, and there's a 40% chance of precipitation in the forecast today. High 77, low 62. Even some foggy areas on my drive in from Tolono. Tomorrow's high at 78, down to 55 with partly cloudy conditions. Sunshine by Thursday with a high 79, low 59. 69 now. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Okay, I'm going to play some of the highlights of the Cardinal win that you fell asleep to.
All right.
That'll be coming up next, 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, there's new speculation that Apple could be buying or partnering with Tesla. Fortune says Apple's interested in autonomous car technology, and Tesla could use Apple's cash. A year ago, Tesla CEO Elon Musk said Apple doesn't want to have that conversation. However, since Tesla's stock plunged, it could be more attractive to Apple. Smucker's business was stronger than expected in the recent quarter as sales picked up. Smucker's also includes Folgers and Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Kohl's quarter improved. Its sales were stronger, and Kohl's is predicting this will be a better year than forecast. The Bojangles chicken chain has closed 10 locations. The Charlotte Observer says the company's also removing 4 menu items. The Dow was up 89 yesterday. NASDAQ added 4. S&P gained 7. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Well, we got a lot going on. We got welcome back student bags, welcoming back U of I students with our welcome back student bags powered by Prospect Bank. Look for us on the quad this Sunday and get a welcome back student bag. We got great offers. Macy's at Marketplace Mall.
They've got that 25% off fall preview this weekend. I'm so excited.
And we got offers from Jets Pizza and Game Day Spirit, so among others. So we've got really neat bags. We'll be on campus with that. Also, high school football is back.
It's true.
It's on our sister station, Q96.
Happy Marty at Kirby Turner Masonry is on board, 367-2042 for their services. Family-owned and operated Illini Mattress online, IlliniMattress.com. Carl Sports Medicine offering the finest clinical treatment to prevent injury and recover from injury. And Roof Doctors, reliable professionals caring for all your roofing needs. It's Roof Doctors.
Okay. If you would like to treat somebody, maybe a bouquet of flowers is what somebody who's on your heart or on your mind this morning. We'll do that. We do it once a month with Ron Bailey over at the Blossom Basket Florist. So if you have somebody that needs lifted or congratulated or what have you, you just text into us who that person is in a few words. 359-2255. Today is Blossom Basket Florist giveaway day. And we'll get flowers to that special somebody on your behalf. Because you're thoughtful and kind and want to do something for somebody today. So text in if you have somebody that deserves or needs a bouquet of flowers. Diane is your official judge.
Oh, thank you.
And gets to pick which one of you gets the bouquet of flowers from Blossom Basket Florist.
I know my friend Anna with the American Cancer Society is putting together their Making Strides kickoff at the Hilton from 5:30 to 7. The program starts at 6, and they asked me to MC, so I choose Anna. Okay, contest over.
Okay, but thanks for calling.
Exactly.
Text in 359-2255, 359-2255.
And speaking of the text line, Lindy talked about 57 North, a mile past Pasota. Northbound traffic completely blocked.
with a semi-accident.
Man, we had one yesterday.
I know.
That was at 57 and Curtis. This is 57 and Pisodum?
Right.
Man, northbound both times.
Right.
Thank you, Lindy, for that. So
we've also had some comments about things we were bringing up.
Anything that you ever have traffic-related, we'll put it right on. You have a conduit right. I'm the conduit for you just to get it out there because you're out there and I'm not, so we'd love to share it if you ever have anything. Okay, what do you have on the text
line? Well, and just another comment, that semi-driver needs a blossom basket flower.
Yeah, that's for sure,
Okay, so then we have a comment about award shows. We were making comments about how it's getting so political, and then someone said, funny, I never hear you make comments on conservative entertainers like James Woods or Ted Nugent when they go political. I know they probably weren't at this award show last night.
I don't ever remember Ted Nugent getting political on nationally. I don't think he's ever on.
Right.
I've seen him on Fox News.
Right.
And he gets political, but that's on Fox News. And then
James Woods
is very political on Twitter.
Right.
And he's very conservative, but I've never seen James Woods on an award show.
And that's what made us talk about this. And in fact, Chris's comment says, I haven't had a satellite or network programming in nearly a year. I feel happier since we got rid of it. There's political rhetoric in everything these days. Award shows, late night, can't even watch football anymore.
Yeah.
So sad.
No, it is. It's just, you know, we certainly used to watch football to escape stuff. Same for sports, I think. It's a kind of a getaway. And then to get into should they kneel or shouldn't they kneel, you know, it's something to be said, I guess, to perspective. If those that kneel really feel that they are protesting police brutality against African Americans, that's what they feel, then, you know, it just, I don't believe, should be done at the workplace, which is essentially what Sunday afternoon is for NFL football. It's where your office is. And then for those that are so offended by those that kneel, I guess you could think, well, what about the soldier that died in Afghanistan? Aren't you kind of kneeling on his flag?
Right.
But they're completely different perspective. Well, it's not about that. Well, that's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is perception, right?
That's right.
Okay, the Cardinals last night, the longest nine-inning game, I think, in 18 years. It was in L.A., Chavez Ravine. Third oldest stadium, by the way, Dodger Stadium. The biggest capacity of any baseball stadium at 56,000. Fenway Park, Wrigley Field, and now Dodger Stadium, the oldest facilities. Dodger Stadium in 1962. Of course, Fenway and Wrigley, way older than that. Okay, so the game was very tight, very good. Cardinals, amazingly, are starting three rookies on this trip for the first three games. Tonight at Ponce de Leon, tomorrow night Flaherty. But last night it was Austin Gomber. They looked pretty good. And then they put in another rookie, Dakota Hudson. Then they put in another rookie, Jordan Hicks.
Wow.
I mean, it's a youth movement. But here's how it sounded. And it was it's just the only thing worse than a 4-hour and 10-minute baseball game is to lose a 4-hour and 10-minute baseball game. And the Cardinals won.
The pitch, a swing and a high fly ball. That is hit deep to left center, and it's in the pavilion for a home run. Jose Martinez picked on a hanger from Alex Wood and puts the Cardinals on the board with one out in the first inning.
Two balls, two strikes. Kike Hernandez taps home plate with the bat. Slightly open, widespread stance in the right-handed batter's box. Infielders play back with two down. The pitch. A swing and a ground ball up the middle. Diving play by DeJong. Throws to first. And he got him. He got him somehow. DeJong threw Kike Hernandez out. Ending the inning. I thought, well, he saved a run with the diving play. But scrambled to his feet. Threw on one hop to Carpenter. The inning is over. And Gomber gets out of the inning with a one-run lead.
Thought, don't throw, don't throw, don't throw. He threw it, and he got him. What a play by Paul DeJong.
Cecil leans against the third base side of the rubber. Former Toronto Blue Jay facing Dodger infielder, outfielder Cody Bellinger. Puig is a go-ahead run at third. The 1-2 pitch. A swing and a fly ball left center field. There's Bader. He has it. Cecil retired Bellinger, leaving runners at second and third. We go to the ninth, tied at three in L.A. Kemp plays deep off the line in left field. In a few steps in right field and off the line. Puig, the pitch.
Jerko hits it high. He hits it deep. Left center field, back to the wall. It's a goner!
a goner for Jerko, and a 4-3 lead for the Cardinals.
The shift is on for Carpenter. The pitch.
Matt swings, and he hits it high. Left center field, to the track, to the wall. It's a goner! Back to back for Jerko and Carpenter. Home run number 34 for Matt. And the Cardinals lead 5-3 in Los Angeles.
1-2 here for Taylor. Carpenter holds it first against Kemp, who takes a safe lead. Now the pitch.
Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball up. And the Dodgers are down to their last out.
On 3-2 with two outs. Norris kicks and deals. A swing and a miss. A Redbird winner.
How about that? And what did the text say?
Stevie, you're doing the same thing as these entertainers when they go political. You're isolating half of your audience with all this extra Cardinal coverage.
Touche.
Exactly.
You got me. Cubs were idle yesterday. And they'll play Detroit tonight. I think in Detroit, Detroit's pretty bad. Cubs are the best in the National League Central. But they're only three games ahead of Milwaukee and 3.5 of the Cardinals. I don't think it'll happen like that. I mean, Cardinals have not played great since the All-Star break. I just think they're going to look at their watch, and they're going to take their sweats off like a high school high jumper, and they're going to get the business done.
We're getting some texts in to 359-2255 about the special occasion today to win from Blossom Basket, like Joella Evans her birthday today.
Let me get to the Fox News, but text in 359-2255. Back with more in a moment. It's 7:30.
I'm Lillian Wu, a 95-year-old man who once worked in a Nazi death camp, deported from the U.S. to Germany after years of negotiations.
It was a difficult task because this individual is not of German citizenry. He had his U.S. citizenship taken away, so he technically was without a country. He was stateless.
That's Richard Grenell, U.S. ambassador to Germany, speaking to Fox and Friends. And jurors in the trial of former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort getting ready for a fourth day of deliberations.
Jurors worked later into the evening than usual, but did not reach a verdict. Deliberations will resume this morning. Defense attorneys for Paul Manafort believe the lengthy deliberations are good for their client, and Manafort thinks it was a very good day. Jurors have spent more than 20 hours considering 18 felony charges.
Fox's Jared Halpern, Fox News. We report, you decide.
All right, let's address this right after Jamie Monticelli regarding the diss. For the White Sox, stand by.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. An artisanal coffee shop is set to open in the One Main building in downtown Champaign. The News Gazette says Bossa Nova hopes to open next month. Customers will choose their own coffee beans, which will be ground on demand and brewed. There also will be hot and cold sandwiches, salads, teas, and pastries. Vendors say the Illinois State Fair has been slower this year. The Journal Star says there was one major rain event during the fair, which canceled the Thomas Rhett concert Thursday night. Vendors still say there were thinner crowds this year. They blame the beginning of school for area children, a less appealing grandstand concert lineup, and the continued closure of sites like the Coliseum building. The Champaign City Council today votes on expanding diversity incentive payments for city projects. If the council approves the expansion, incentives would apply to female and minority-owned businesses and others contracted by the city, according to WCIA. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Showers in the forecast today, 40% chance of that. Some fog issues this morning. Today's high 78, down to 62. 77 tomorrow, partly cloudy. A little cooler on Wednesday evening, low 55. As we come to work on Thursday, might have to have a light jacket. Sunshine on Thursday, though, with a high 79 and a low 59. 73 the high on Friday with some morning showers. Right now we're at 70 on ESPN 93.5.
Know if your workout, gym, office, school, or public transportation surfaces are clean. CMI has advanced technology that applies cleaning, coating, and disinfectants more effectively, efficiently, and with greater convenience. They have over 46 years of experience and expertise in the janitorial supply company. Janitorial supply industry. Give them a call today, 359-6262 at cmiclean.com. CMIclean.com. All right, the White Sox fan says...
Tim says, imagine how I feel being a White Sox fan. We never get love from Stevie.
Yeah, I know.
We talked about the extra coverage you gave the Cardinals just now.
Hey, you know what, though? I have actually talked about this you know, I can't say that I've got an overwhelming response, but I've said, what if we pick up the White Sox on one of our stations? I mean, I believe it. Now, when I mention carrying the Chicago White Sox, it, so will there be sponsors for the White Sox?
No,
but I mean, but every time I hear it's a minority out there, I hear somebody say, I like the White Sox.
Right.
It's like I'm starting to think it's like a secret society,
right,
that is actually a pretty big number.
Well, and our staff, Jeremy, is our White Sox fan.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, you hear about the disrespected Chicago White Sox.
Uh-huh.
The White Sox are going to be really good now. They're going to be good in a couple of years. I think they're kind of like the Cubs coming on, aren't they? I don't know. I've actually seriously, I mean, should we carry the White Sox? 359-2255. In addition to that, of course, you can nominate somebody with a Blossom Basket Florist bouquet. Or you have a dog or cat question. It's Tuesday, so we talked to Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. So text in. Very active this morning. Lots of texts coming in. We appreciate you. 359-2255. Should we carry the White Sox somewhere? I don't know. I mean, if the White Sox were to get as good as I think they're going to get with the young talent they have, I mean, you know, you want to jump on them early. I asked Jeremy Warner if we should carry the Cubs about 5 years ago. He said, they're going to be good. Well, he was right about that. Just ask Jeremy. That's what you do. But the White Sox, they're going to be good. They're just really, really young. Okay, 359-2255 again to nominate somebody for a free bouquet of Blossom Basket flowers that Ron Bailey provides for us each month, to reach out to somebody that needs lifted or congratulatory or somebody that you're thinking of this morning. You can think of them. 359-2255 is the line in. Okay, we'll play our Cardinal wrap again here coming up when we get to sports. Cubs are in Detroit. The Cubs are just three and a half ahead of the Cardinals. I guess it's a little too close for comfort. I would expect the Cubs to win at least two out of three in Detroit, if not all three. Detroit's not very good, and the Cubs are, and I know the pitching concerns, but they got so many hitters. I don't know. We'll see. I would sure expect the Cubs to be just fine. All right. Always like talking. No, Ed? Bummer. You know what happened? He's a huge Cardinal fan.
I see.
He's probably up late.
Well, Crystal, I'm going to call his publicist. This is the second hit he's missed today.
He watched the Cardinals, I'm telling you.
Okay.
President,
he's in trouble, though. Watch out, Crystal.
President of Eagle Foreign Fund, Forum Fund, former Missouri State GOP chair,
mm-hmm.
Ed Martin. But I'm telling you, he was up with me late, and he missed his hit. So.
I see.
Bummer. We'll see if we can catch up to Ed another time. All right. I wanted to play Blake Hayes. I think he's the punter.
Well, and I know some people are in and out and heading to work or whatever. So there are a couple of things. Stevie, tell the White Sox fan you don't cover minor league baseball. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, boy. Hold on.
Here we go.
I don't have the rim shot. Dang it. Don't cover
Here's
minor league
one
baseball.
From Nick, who are the White Sox?
Yeah. Okay, so there's the reaction when I said, should we find a place for the White Sox on a radio station here? And the answer is, okay.
Exactly.
Let's be nice, people.
We've also heard from Craig, who said, I just wanted to thank you and Blossom Basket for the flowers you sent my mom after the passing of my dad. It really lifted her spirits last time you did this giveaway. Two of her granddaughters picked them up and delivered them to her. It was just what she needed.
Wow.
So many thanks to Blossom Baskets and you and Diane for what you do.
Thank you, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Really appreciate that. And we're happy to do it. And thank you to Blossom Basket and Ron Bailey for doing it. But again, if you've got somebody that kind of needs a jump start, and we're getting plenty of nominations.
Yes, we are.
They're the only judge that's allowed to even look at it.
Oh, thank you, Stevie.
So,
I know Joe in Champaign is saying Joella is 48 today. So hey, I don't know if you wanted to
put out there. Happy birthday, Joella.
He was 48. But anyway.
Well, you put it out there.
I just read that part. So, again, nominations coming in, 359-2255.
I think this is the punter for Illinois and, you know, go Illinois and everything, but I'm really playing this because I just love his Aussie accent. We got an Australian punter.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
How fun.
I've just been in Trying to increase my hang time and my consistency. That's the two main things. Just giving the gunners as much time to get down there, more fair catches and things like that. And consistency just comes down, I think, to like this mentality. So this year I'm a lot more comfortable like in there when I'm behind the protection and just more comfortable around the whole system. So it's been really pleasing to. I've been seeing good results so far. I'm hoping to carry that through and just improve even more.
Yeah, can't you just listen to an Aussie accent? It reminds me of Paul Hogan. Knife? That's not a knife.
That's
Crocodile
right.
Dundee, I love that.
Right.
Anyway, he's our punter, and he's like 6'5"? Six, six,
okay.
He's big, isn't he a lefty? Anyway, Jeremy Warner caught up with him, and I'm interested in everything, all the content, but I really liked his accent.
Okay, nice.
How do you not like an Aussie accent? Okay, 7:39. We are gearing up for St. Joe Ogden at STM on Friday night for high school football.
Yes, we are.
It's on Q96, which is our All the Hits Q96 station.
And the season is brought to you by Tapman's Towing, Parkland College, Prospect Bank, Roof Doctors, ABC Heating and Air Conditioning, Country Financial Agent Jesse DeHaan, Illini Mattress, and, of course, JT Walkers.
If you would like to go to the send-off, just got another text about that. Grace, my daughter, boy, it's just that Apollo 13 is one of my favorite movies of all time. When Tom Hanks is looking in the window at Earth, and Houston doesn't know what to tell him and does not have a set of procedures on what to do to get ready to try and get back into the atmosphere. He said, the Earth's getting pretty big in the window. And the Earth's getting pretty big in the window for Atlantic City.
Right.
So Grace is off to Marion, Illinois for the next few days, back Friday, and then Saturday is her send-off. It's not too late. Because of all of the response we've been getting, they've opened back up the ticket opportunities. There's less than 25 left, and then it's like a capacity I can't take anymore.
Okay.
It's $15. All the money raised goes to the Illinois Scholarship Association, Miss Illinois, so scholarship for ladies and to support the organization. 359-2255. If you have any questions about it, I'd be happy to answer. Or go to missillinois.org, missillinois.org, and you can still buy tickets. It's just turning into a really cool event. And some things are coming together in the last few days regarding what Grace is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you're curious as to what she's wearing on national television, I think you're going to see quite a bit. Quite a the reveal of here's this. I haven't seen the evening gown. I mean, she got fitted for this. This is a tailor-made, just for Grace. Janet and I haven't seen it. Don't know anything about it, really.
Ooh.
So we're excited to see it. And then there's just a lot of aspects that we're adding, and we're so appreciative that Chancellor Robert Jones and his lovely wife will be there, and he'll speak for a few moments about Grace. There'll be some other surprises. So if you're available, it's at the I Hotel and Conference Center. And a big shout-out to Peter Fox. Such a generous guy and just so supportive. Peter Fox, Sam, and the wonderful people at the iHotel and Conference Center. So if you want to be part of it, it's 5 to 7 on Saturday night. And it's cool to have somebody from our town going to Miss America.
That's right.
It just doesn't happen very often.
You're right.
And so the fact that she's my daughter.
Except 2002 or 3.
It was 2002, she was a 2003 Miss America.
But she was an Urbana gal, not a Champagne gal.
She's our gal.
There you go.
I mean, we've had two former Illini Miss America,
right.
Judy Ford, 1968.
Okay.
And Erica Harrell, 2002. And they were Miss Illinois, went on to Miss America, both of them. So Grace would love to make the finals. I think that's probably her goal, to see if she can get in there and compete on national TV September 9th. But if you want to be part of the send-off, still time. Just go to missillinois.org. If you show up at the door and have some money in hand, $15, $5 for children 12 and under, I think we can get you in. But, again, our numbers, you set a catering number.
Yeah, rather have a head count.
Rather have a head count because I don't want you to pay and get in and not have any food.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got hors d'oeuvres. We've got desserts. We got some delicious fruit punch and waters and good stuff. So, and of course, catering from the University of Illinois. So, again, missillinois.org if you're interested, or text in about any questions you might have about that. All right, 7:43, back to the Cardinal recap. alienating half of my audience. Because
it was a late game.
And the Cubs were idle. Because I play Cub highlights.
Yes, you do.
Cubs home is US 105.9.
That's right.
Cardinal home is here. So
and they'll start a series tomorrow, or today.
But
against Detroit.
I think most people that watch this know the Cubs are the best. It doesn't mean you win it all the time when you've got the best team. But right now you still have to say they're the team to beat. But I'm telling you what. I look at it kind of as a global thing. Mike Matheny, it wasn't going well. They're hard to watch. They had a little bit of the virus again last night when they struck out 12 times and walked 10 batters, and they still won the baseball game.
Mm.
There is a different feel, and it's amazing. A change of leadership in anything can give the whole thing a boost. It's amazing how important. That's why people get a lot of money when they lead organizations, because if you can do what this kid has done for the Cardinals as a manager, he's hands down, at least today, of being the next Cardinal manager full-time, Mike Schilt. Amazing. And he said just a few months ago, I never thought I could be a manager in the Major League, even recently, until all of this happened.
When we brought up the White Sox and showing them the love, when's the last time the Cubs or Cardinals had a perfect game? Hashtag Burley.
Oh, so I guess sorry. That's the pitcher for the White Sox.
Yes.
Whatever his first, Mark Burley.
Okay.
And he pitched a perfect game.
That's right.
See, there we go again. What, did anybody say we should carry the White Sox? Anybody?
No.
Okay. Well,
just a couple of jabs saying who are the White Sox.
And we don't carry minor league baseball
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
All right. I get it. All right. Ask the Vet is coming up next. First, your sports headlines on ESPN. 3-5.
St. Louis Cardinals win over L.A. The final was 5-3. You heard the action here on ESPN 93.5 and a 9:15 start again tonight. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. And last night at Dodger Stadium, it was a long day's journey into night and then the early morning hours back in the Midwest as the Cardinals were able to get two home runs back-to-back, Jed Jerko and Matt Carpenter, and beat the Dodgers 5-3. Kemp plays deep off the line in left field. In a few steps in right field and off the line, Puig, the pitch. Jerko hits it high. He hits it deep. Left center field, back to the wall. There's a goner! A goner for Jerko! And a 4-3 lead for the Cardinals. The shift is on for Carpenter, the pitch. Matt swings and he hits it high. Left center field, to the track, to the wall. It's a goner! Back to back for Jerko and Carpenter. Home run number 34 for Matt. And the Cardinals lead 5-3 in Los Angeles. But the game lasted 4 hours and 10 minutes.
The longest Cardinal game of 2018 so far, but it was worth the wait. Cardinals had a hard time throwing strikes. They walked 10 Dodger batters in the game, but somehow prevailed a 5-3 victory. Bud Norris picked up the save, his 25th. Brett Cecil the win.
Tonight, the Cardinals have Daniel Ponce de Leon going up against Hyunjin Ryu. Ryu is 3-0, and another young pitcher will be tested at Dodger Stadium.
Three rookies in this series getting a lot of very good experience, John.
And we're on the air tonight from Dodger Stadium at 8:15.
Cubs were off yesterday. They've got Detroit in a couple of games. 6:10 start tonight. Heard over on US 105.9. We had Chicago White Sox winning over Minnesota.
Yeah.
That final was 8-5.
Hey, we put the score on.
There we go. See,
all
we
right.
show the love.
Yeah.
I think they've won the last 5 out of 6 anyway. A good batting round from Matt Davidson. And Rick Renteria hospitalized. They said he was having some dizzy spells and things like that. So we'll hope the manager pulls out of it all right. Baltimore over the Colts in NFL preseason action. 20-19 was the final. DeAndre Hall with the Bears substance abuse policy that they're saying that he will miss the first game. In the AP poll, Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Wisconsin, number 4, Ohio State at number 5.
Let me just say again that Urban Meyer will be the head football coach at Ohio State.
They have the investigation results meeting tomorrow.
Is there a way I can bet on this? Because that is so absolute. Now, again, they'll probably suspend him for a couple of games that don't matter that they'll win if I coached. But when it matters, Urban Meyer will be on the sideline because we excuse stuff no matter what. We excuse it if you're that good. Now, if he were a 500 coach, they'd have him. He'd have been fired a month ago. But it just doesn't happen. There's always ways to justify. And I don't know what Urban did or didn't do. I'm just saying it doesn't matter. That's what I say.
All right. Well, we also had other Big Ten teams in the AP poll. Number 10, Penn State. Number 11, Michigan State. And number 14, Michigan. And, you know, I'm sure we're playing a lot of those teams, so...
Yeah, whatever.
Go Illini.
I don't care who we play. I have one game.
But Lovey feeling the love for A.J. Bush, talking about his leadership and what a confident player he is in that quarterback position. Also trending in Illini Nation is a basketball game against Ohio State in Chicago on December 5th.
They don't think that the other opponents are drawing well enough.
I see.
I mean, Josh Whitman's the man, but I don't like giving up a home game in Chicago. I know Chicago's an important market and all that stuff, you know, fundraising, all that.
Uh-huh.
But it's for me, it's like Ohio State and Champaign is way harder for Ohio State than it is in Chicago. We still tend to have the favored, feel up there, but it isn't the same as here.
Right.
But, so it's, again, it's one of those Soldier Field things where you're going, dang it, we lost a home game for that? I don't know.
Okay.
All right. It's there's a whole bunch of factors going on.
Sure.
7:49. Let's jump to our ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've got a high 77 expected with a 40% chance of precipitation. Otherwise, a little gray conditions this morning. 62 our low tonight. Some fog issues out there in the low lying areas. Partly cloudy tomorrow. High 77. Low 55. 79 the high with sunshine expected on Thursday. Morning shower. Hours could come our way Friday. Right now, the weekend looks like it's going to be on the warm side. We've got a high around 90, down to around 72 in the evening with partly cloudy conditions and a 20% shot at showers. I know the Urbana Business Association is busy getting those volunteers in line. In case you want to step up and be a part of that Friday, it's 5 to midnight and from 11 to midnight on Saturday in downtown Urbana.
Okay.
Right now, 70 on ESPN 93.5.
And again, 50s by the end of the week when you wake up. So definitely kind of a jacket thing. You might want to find out where you put that because I have to think about it myself. 7:51. Tuesdays, we like to talk about doggies and cats. And I'm, as you may know, a real sucker for dogs. And I like cats, but we're more doggy than cat. But I like cats, too. We had a cat once. So it's always a pleasure to welcome our friend, Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro, and you can text any questions, quick questions. And again, last call, if you got somebody to nominate for the free bouquet from Blossom Basket Florist, I'm going to call Ron Bailey in 15 minutes.
Get some good nominations in. In fact, the last few have said, hey, Diane, blah, blah, blah.
It's up to you, Diane.
I guess so.
You are captain of the Blossom Basket
straight to the source.
Team. It's Dr. Todd. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing great over here.
So tell me again why dogs dig into the carpet. I know it's a wolf kind of a digging for a hole kind of thing. Do they not get the carpet won't take you to China? It's just a hardwood floor there behind it?
Yeah, it's a young dog thing that we see a lot. They're just exuberant and they explore things. It's like, you know, they eat dirt. They just eat anything, really. I mean, it's just digging is a normal thing for dogs, and digging and carpeting is like, oh, they get some results. Some of that carpet tears up and they say, oh, good, let's get some more.
Yeah.
So next thing you know, they're eating it, and then you got to pay me to take it out of their tummy.
Mm-hmm. Well, because Diane's in all of puppyhood land.
Yeah, six-month-old Olive.
She's in prime carpet eating age.
I'm getting more to the Clark Lindsay stage of the dog's life.
Yeah.
And so what is going on with your Olive there, Diane?
Well, she's been digging the holes mainly in the backyard, but some carpet issues, but not too bad. But it is cute as all get out to see that dirt just going behind her. But
oh, yeah.
Mike doesn't think it's so cute when he's mowing, though. He hits a big pop.
Where'd Mike go? Where'd he go?
Exactly.
Come on.
We have holes in my backyard that are deep enough that my whole dogs disappear into.
Wow.
We do community dig.
Okay.
It's actually it's a kind of an escape plan that they're doing right in front of you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I always refer people, all these behavioral things, there's so much good stuff on YouTube anymore for videos and things like that. Our favorite trainer on YouTube, I just blanked out on his name. But there's a lot of trainers with their techniques on how to break, like digging or barking or aggression. on YouTube anymore. I just watch the videos. And I like to say it's like chicken soup, where there's a lot of good training methods. You just have to pick the one that's right for you.
Okay, good. I know we had a text in last week, and we were like, oh, shoot.
Right after you hung up, and of course I said, Diane, let's ask that. And of course,
we don't remember.
I can't remember.
Sometimers, I call that sometimers,
really,
people.
Yeah, really, really good question. If you have anything, just text us 359-2255. Dogs or cats or Dr. Todd Likens.
We have some young guests recently, and there was some squealing and high-pitched noises, and I felt like the dog was doing a little bit of nipping at the heels. Is that like a herding instinct? Like, you know, maybe these young guests are sheep kind of thing, or?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It's a normal dog behavior again. Again, like you get an Australian Shepherd or something like that. And if you got young kids and the pup and the dog's herding the kids around the room, you're going against 2,000 years of breeding that they can want to do that. So, yeah, the herding behavior is very normal in water dogs.
Okay, when you send me my little postcard reminding me, how important are all the shots that – I mean, I see a lot of shots on there from heartworm.
Yeah.
There's a lot on there in a given year. But, you know, our dogs have been pretty darn healthy.
Well, I was just this week, I had a dog that got parvo, which is one of the core vaccines we do, and it died after a week in the hospital. I mean, it's a lot of money, and dogs die from these things. They die from heartworm. I don't like to recommend things that really aren't necessary.
You don't either. You don't do that. You say, here's what I think you really need,
mm-hmm.
and is it going to be a $100 shot or a $2,000 hospital bill and your dog dies? I mean, you ought to do it. Yeah.
So,
it depends on your lifestyle. If you're campers, you got to worry more about the tick-borne diseases than if you're an embassy suite type of camping person.
Yeah, right. All right.
Max had said, my cat recently started using the bathroom on the dog bed. Remember this?
Oh, yeah, that was it.
So I've tried to wash the bed and spray it to get that scent out to keep the cat from continuously going on it. Is this just a sign of dominance? How do I get the cat to stop this?
First of all, a black light is very helpful on paint carpet type situations
black
or things
light.
Like this.
Gotcha.
Yeah, black light, the urine will fluoresce to tell you exactly where the urine is. So, and then you want to use the enzyme to break down the smell, the ammonia. There's a lot of good products in the pet stores and in the grocery stores that you can use. The thing is, like if you buy an enzyme, if you add too hot of water or too cold water, you're going to kill those enzymes. So you got to make sure you read the labels and even use the right dilution temperature water when you're doing stuff like that. And two, the other part of it is if I take my I'm a kitty cat, I take my morning in the box, I take my 2 o'clock bed, it becomes habitual real quick. And so you want to break their rhythm so that they develop new habits. Generally, what I recommend if you're having training problems like that is you take them down to one room for a period of a week or two, and if you let them out, you can watch them. But if you can't watch them, they got to go back in that room because you want to destroy that rhythm where they go pee in that dog bed all the time.
Yeah, boy, I tell you what, that's hard when they because the dog's nose just man, and the cat. I mean, they have such a different nose; they just can find it.
Do you think it's a dominant issue, Dr. Todd?
Probably not in that situation.
Okay,
I mean. And for my role in this, it's like the first thing I always have to figure out is I always say I need urine because I got to figure out is this behavioral? Is it, you know, something along those lines? Or is there truly a medical condition? Because a lot of times that kitty may have a bladder infection and there's crystals in there making a burning sensation. And what they say is the first thing they do is they break training and therefore they go pee in someplace different like the dog bed.
I see.
He's Dr. Todd Likens. How do people find you, my friend?
Hey, we're pretty easy to find. I'm always here. We're at Kirby and Manis, and we're by the police station in Mahomet. And check out our great prices on Taste of the Wild and $20 bass.
You can't beat the Taste of the Wild anywhere. It's $39.99 or something.
Every flavor, every type, yes.
Yeah, that's like so,
catching on.
$45 is normally what you pay for that bag.
Okay.
So it's
a big bag.
It's a big bag of really good food.
Okay.
I mean, then they poop less when you get good food in your dog. It's very, very good, and he has it for cheap. And then $20
bag. It is.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's no angel tested, and we have free samples.
That's free samples of the food.
Very good.
Very good.
Yes. No, right. No free samples of
snow angels. I don't want to. Yeah, right. Hey, all right, my friend. Thank you as always.
All right. See you guys.
Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro, Madison Kirby, also next to the police station in Mahomet. Fox News. Coming up next, ESPN 93.5.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you want to experience moments of joy, excitement,
yahoo!
And satisfaction, visit the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Accord, part of KBB.com's 2018 Best Overall Brand. You've just entered car buying bliss. Hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for information.
If you want to experience moments of joy, excitement,
yahoo!
And satisfaction, visit the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on the 2018 Honda Pilot, part of KBB.com's 2018 Best Overall Brand. You've just entered car buying bliss.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
See dealer for financing details based on 2018 brand image.